10,102, Ray and Dorothy Beauregard, east of Route 16, northeast of Bay Shore Drive, being Lot 37, Block A, within Old Inlet Beach, Section 2, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Would you state your names and addresses for the record, please?
Dorothy Beauregard, 2502, South Bay Shore Drive, Brooklyn.
Thank you.
Both get your hands on the Bible, please, and do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Okay.
Good evening. My name is David Hutt. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown with Wilson, Howbrook, and Byard. This evening, I'm representing Ray and Dorothy Beauregard. They own a property at Broadkill Beach, and they'll answer a few of my questions. Hopefully, that'll answer any of the questions that the board would have tonight. And then, of course, we'll stand ready for any questions that the board may have or that anybody here in attendance might have tonight. Mr. and Mrs. Beauregard, when did you purchase 2502 South Bay Shore Drive?
1971.
And was the lot improved when you purchased it in 1971?
No.
When did you make an improvement on the lot?
We had a house started there in 1974 and finished in 1975.
And what type of construction is this? I'm sure everybody's familiar with Broadkill Beach, but is it on a slab or foundation?
It's on pilings, put in by Painter Sharp in 1974.
And have you lived in the house since 1974?
We have lived there off and on in the summertime and then summer.
Did you decide at some point to modernize or renovate your home?
Yes.
And when was that?
The decision made in April of '06, and started work on it in December of '06.
Did you do the work yourself, or did you retain a general contractor for the work?
We hired him to give construction.
I think it was December of '06, Eric McGinnis of McGinnis Construction Services.
And did McGinnis Construction obtain a building permit for the renovation?
Yes.
Did McGinnis Construction complete the renovation?
No, he did not.
About how much was left unfinished?
About half of it.
You said that with some force, that he did not complete the construction. Did he abandon this project?
Yes.
He's abandoned the country as well, apparently?
I think so.
Did you, obviously then, did you retain another company to come in and finish the work?
Yes, Colter Construction in Belton.
Terrence Babby.
Babby.
Mr. Babby wanted to be here tonight, but he had a death in the family and couldn't attend. When McGinnis Construction began the remodel, were there any new pilings that were driven for this modernization?
No, same pilings.
No, they're on the same pilings that were put in.
Same footprint.
So the survey, which the board members should all be looking at, and I have set in front of you here, that building footprint is the same as it was in 1974?
Yes, it is.
If you're looking at the survey, if you are looking on the left-hand side, is there a home that your property borders against, or what is on the left-hand side? Which would be the northern?
It's the right-of-way.
It's a walkway.
So there's
15 or 20 feet, I'm not sure.
So there's no home immediately adjacent to the left-hand side, if you're looking at the survey?
No.
And on the right-hand side, there is an adjacent dwelling?
Yeah.
How long has that dwelling been there?
Probably since about 1990 or '92.
Board members, we would submit that the lots, as you're familiar with, I don't think this is the first variance application in Broadkill, that the lots in Broadkill are unique in their nature, given the Denrec building setback lines that you have to construct around. The actual size of the lots are small by today's standards. This is a home that the footprint has been in existence since 1974. It will not affect the character of the neighborhood as it's been in existence since 1974 with the same footprint and the same construction. And it also will not affect the character of the neighborhood as there have been other variances granted, similar side yard setback variances granted throughout Broadkill Beach. The Beauregards and myself, if the board would have any questions for me, stand ready for any questions that the board may have.
To add to that, Mr. Chairman, what do you, to the record, Lot 7, a front variance you've granted and a side yard variance on Lot 7. On 17, you've granted a side yard variance, and on 18, a front yard and a side yard variance.
Okay, thank you for that. Are there any questions from a member of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Whitman? Do you have any questions? Mr. Edson? Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no questions from the board. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Yeah, besides you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, in the case of 10,102, I would make a motion we approve the case, as I believe it is unique, and it enables reasonable use to be developed. It's not created by the applicant, will not alter the central character of the neighborhood since it's in the same footprint it has been since 1972.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10,102. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, indeed.